Our markets in general do not like uncertainty. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last few weeks, we've been watching the grain markets very closely. These markets, for some reason, have been led by the wheat market. I talked with Mike Miner, Professional Ag Marketing, Luverne, Minnesota.
Wheat really getting support, and along with the other grain complexes as well, that you're looking at getting some support from that U.S. dollar. That contract's plummeted about 10% since January here. That tariff situation has just made traders really uneasy about owning the U.S. dollar. So the U.S. dollar is selling off. That's making our exports of commodities look more attractive to the rest of the world. So that's been a main thing, I think, supporting corn and wheat and soybeans here in the last week or so.
Of course, the markets are watching very closely weather conditions, not only here in the U.S., but also overseas.
There is a little bit of a mixed weather outlook. It's pretty dry in the west. Planting progress is picking up. Visiting a lot of farms yesterday, it sure seems like people are itching and scratching to get out and really get something done in the western Corn Belt here. You go to the east side of the Corn Belt, you know, you're looking at another 2 to 3 inches of rain pretty much from that stretch from Oklahoma to Illinois, Indiana. Yeah, that's going to continue to delay any planting progress over there. That's going to be very important to watch, especially weather over Chicago there. It seems like that gets traded quite heavily. So a few things there, I think, on the wheat side that's really getting traded.
And of course, we have the corn market that's reacting as well.
On corn, I think demand is really good here yet. We're very competitive with the rest of the world when it comes to our corn export values, and it's reflected that demand has been stellar. Tariffs definitely make an impact on our prices into China. Nothing basically works at this point, but to the rest of the world, at least, it still looks pretty competitive.
Watching and listening to the tariff talk. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.